From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials met at the demilitarized zone Sunday to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. After calling off the talks on Thursday, Trump said the June 12th summit in Singapore may very well take place as scheduled. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I truly believe North Korea has brilliant potential and will be a great economic and financial nation one day. Kim Jong-un agrees with me on this. It will happen." The U.S. ambassador to the Philippines and the former ambassador to South Korea, Song Kim, is leading the U.S. delegation at the preparation talks, which are expected to last until Tuesday. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed during their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned June 12th nuclear summit with the United States. Moon met with Kim on the north side of the Korean border in the same village of Panmunjom, where they met in April. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding at least 12 others. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing, that is. This is VOA News. A high-level Afghan delegation began a day-long official visit to neighboring Pakistan on Sunday. Representatives from the two countries will talk about border management and regional security. Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar is leading a team of top security officials, including the country's interior minister and heads of the army and the intelligence agency. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. In a statement, Israel said the charge was placed last night near the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip in an attempt to harm forces operating in the area and was neutralized this morning by Israeli Defense Force troops. Voters in Colombia are choosing a new president Sunday. It's the first presidential election since the South American nation signed a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, the former rebel group that has become a political party. The top candidates are conservative former Senator Iván Duque and Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla and former mayor of Bogotá. Duque is a protege of former President Álvaro Uribe and a leading critic of the FARC peace deal. He has promised to change it. Petro has promised to overhaul Colombia's economy. A 2-year-old boy is expected to die after shooting himself at home near Salt Lake City, Utah, Saturday night. Police say the boy is in extremely critical condition and is not expected to survive. The boy's father, 27-year-old Tasman Miley, has been arrested and is in jail. Miley is charged with manslaughter for leaving a gun accessible to a child. An older child was home at the time of the shooting. And ninth-seeded Venus Williams has been ousted from the French Open, that is, on opening day. It's the fourth time Williams has exited the French Open in the first round in 21 appearances. She also lost in the first round at the Australian Open in January. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.